This is Sid and Friends in the Morning.
77 WABC.
He wasn't the type to sugarcoat anything, so I won't sugarcoat this. This is devastating. Now my son will grow up without his father. I will grow old without my husband. And his parents have to say goodbye to their child. How many more police officers and how many more families need to make the ultimate sacrifice before we start protecting them?
That's Stephanie Diller. I made a promise, and I'm keeping my promise. Thanks to my dear friend, the head of the DEA, Paul DiGiacomo. I had the opportunity last night to speak to Stephanie Diller on the phone. And it was really great. And it looks as though, without a 100% promise, Stephanie Diller will join me on this program coming up on Friday. But we had a great conversation, and I told her what I have said, and I included Curtis in the phone conversation as well, wanted to give Curtis credit, that we were not going to allow her husband to die in vain, that we were going to make sure that people still mention John Diller and somebody make a change. Because for all the politicians that showed up at the wake and the funeral and made their dumb speeches, the mayor especially, they just go on. Life goes on. Ryan doesn't have a father. Stephanie doesn't have a husband. Fran and Steve don't have a son. But life goes on. They stand outside wearing a $5,000 suit with a pair of $1 glasses watching the eclipse. I mean, it made me sick to my stomach. So if all I can do, and Curtis, is make sure that the name John Diller remains on the radio every day, I'm going to do it. Because I don't want to wait for the next Moya, the next Rivera, the next Diller, and so many more, before we talk about how lousy the laws are. And how some of these politicians are full of shizzle. So anyway, Curtis, that was my conversation last night.
I want to thank you for carrying the torch. Because, remember, it was Stephanie Diller herself with her little baby son, Ryan, in her hands in St. Rose of Lima. You observed from the inside. I was outside. We could hear it. They had great amplification up and down for the 10,000 police officers who attended and the many citizens. How she said at the end of her great speech, right from the heart, right from the gut, nothing has changed, politicians, from what Dominique Rivera said 2 years ago when you were there, along with Joe Esposito, in St. Patrick's Cathedral for the funeral mass for police officer Moya and police officer Rivera, when Dominique Rivera chastised all the politicians. But you see, Sid, these politicians know it comes, it goes. It's like dandruff. Don't brush it off. Leave the dandruff on. Take a few hits. Go have your fake crocodile tears, you know, express remorse. And they know within the news cycle, it'll be gone. 17 days later now. 17 days later, right? You don't even hear the name of Jonathan Diller.
No, you
don't hear of anybody carrying the torch other than Sid in the mornings, the most listened morning program in America from coast to coast. And when I do the rip and read in the afternoon, which is sort of the aftermath, so you get even more of the information. We're the only two.
No, I know. We're the only two. And I have to tell you that it becomes even more frustrating and makes me even more angry when a woman, 68-year-old woman, and you got to see this video. If you haven't seen the video, it's impossible to watch, is literally pushed, punched downstairs in this animal, Black Eye, robs 300 bucks from her.
What did you call him?
Black Eye.
Well, wait a second. I didn't hear that.
Well, I know. We'll get to that later.
Even when I saw the pictures on TV,
yeah.
I could see it's a black guy, and yet they described him to the T. From his head to his toes, they even said what kind of sneakers he was wearing, all of his apparel, but somehow left out the description of the color of his skin, the most important description.
Well, now that you brought that up, that's exactly what I said about an hour ago when I played the Channel 5 news report in my open And Channel 5 should be ashamed of themselves. So before I get to my point, which was going to be that politicians keep telling us all this crime is perception, let's play that. This is Channel 5 describing the perp as everything but being a black guy.
The suspect is described as being 18 to 25 years old and approximately 5'8". He was last seen wearing all black and a red hoodie underneath his black jacket, as well as wearing a black mask. I know that's not the best description out there, but that is what police have at the moment.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So my contention is if the guy was white, it would have been Caucasian, 5'8", 180 pounds, because I've seen it. Time and time again, the media can't wait to tell you it's a white guy, and time again, they leave out the fact that it's a black guy. Now, maybe that's just me, but I got to tell you, based on the response on my social media since 6 o'clock this morning and two of the three guys sitting with me, it doesn't seem like it's just me. Is it just me?
No. And Noam Layden did the rope-a-dope there, like all the news people do. NYPD does the rope-a-dope. So let me nail it for everybody, since they're so afraid to touch the third rail. You know me, I touch the third rail every day when I'm with you. This goes back to 1969. You say, oh, 1969, the summer of Woodstock, the Miracle Mets, the man landing on the moon. You know, all those things, right?
They left out Joe Namath winning a Super Bowl with the Jets and the Knicks winning the NBA championship.
I'm not mentioning Joe Namath. You know why.
Yeah, you also left out Charles Manson.
Yes, of course. That, a little young man, 15 years old, named Al Slim Shady Sharpton, was appointed by Jesse Jackson to serve as youth director of the New York City branch of Operation Breadbasket. He was going to Tilden High School along with Willie Randolph from the Stone Avenue Projects in Brownsville. Never ran, never will. The stupid liberal progressive socialist Jews, 80% of Tilden High School on King's Highway, said, let's elect a black man, the student government president. And they did, and they had 2 days of riots. 2 days of riots when John Lindsay, the mayor, had to come in and appease Al Slim Shady Sharpton and side against the Jews. So he knew right then and there he had the power at 15. And that's when he started the drumbeat. Why are they always describing suspects as black? Why are they always stereotyping suspects as black?
Well, what if I said to you, because there's a disproportionate amount of crime inside a community that is not all that large in numbers, yet they commit more than half the crimes.
Well, you know,
this is just a fact. It's not a racist statement. This is just a fact.
You'll be on the air at 9:30 this morning.
Yes.
It is the start of the National Action Network Convention, the Shakedown Extortion event at the Sheraton Hotel. Who's making the opening remarks? Maybe Sharpton will baptize him again.
Oh, no.
Yes. The swagger man with no plan, Eric Adams, who goes to Rikers Island and get baptized by Sharpton. Meantime, correctional officers are getting assaulted. Female correctional officers sexually assaulted. He doesn't even spend 5 seconds talking to them. He wants to be with the inmates and Sharpton.
I saw that story about the correction officers, but this goes back again to what I was about to say before, which is, when we see these horrific crimes, whether it's stuff happening on the subway, and again, I don't blame Michael Kemper, but there is still stuff going on the subway, whether it's a lady getting pushed down the stairs, whether it's Diller getting gunned down on a Monday afternoon on the streets of New York, we're constantly being told by the mayor and his people that it is perception. And I got to tell you, 68 years old in critical condition, that's a medical fact. Diller dead, that's a fact. That is not perception, that is fact.
Let's look at Eddie Caban. Could you have chosen a more inappropriate day to do an interview where you're talking about crime being a perception and not a reality in New York City as people are watching this video over and over again? This is Briarwood. right off of Union Turnpike, down from St. John's University, Jamaica Hills. Next stop, Hollywood, where the Cuomos grew up, right next to Jamaica Estates, where the Trumps grew up. Safe, secure. They never had anything like this before. Yeah, some cars stolen because you want to go to those neighborhoods to hire cars, right? That's right. Where you go.
Right.
But never like this. Look at this. This guy is stalking her. He knocks her down the flight of steps. He goes into her pockets. He snatches her purse. He drives his car away. And my God, Eddie Caban, you're telling all of us it's perception? This is reality. It's hitting neighborhoods where it never used to hit before. Even in the 70s, even during crack cocaine, the monsters at that time in the 80s, this never happened. Stop this nonsense. And then the mayor last night hosting the reception to celebrate Greek heritage at Gracie Mansion. You know, he was smart enough not to say perception of crime at that event.
Yeah, no.
They would have taken their moussaka and thrown it at him.
Well, John Catsimatidis was actually in attendance. And John is as vocal as we are about how upset he is with this city and all the crime. But the mayor has a lot to worry about. So I haven't seen the mayor in about a month, okay? And, you know, we have these monthly men's dinners, all of your friends and mine, Keith Kantrowitz, Carone, Kemper, Mark Oringer, David Patterson, the list goes on and on. They're all good guys. And the mayor showed up about a month ago and hasn't showed up since. And a very, very good friend of mine who knows the mayor very, very well said to me yesterday that the mayor has changed. Something has happened to the mayor. Clearly, whether it's the FBI raids, whether it's this latest sexual harassment deal, whether he's coming to the realization that he has no chance of winning again, the mayor has changed. And it's, I guess it's discussions like this, which took place yesterday on the sexual assault allegations that could possibly change a person. This, Lewis, is Eric Adams, cut number 10. Then we'll hear from Curtis.
Never happened. It's not who I am. My character has been clear for over 40-something years. And so they're making the call. My job is to run the city. I'm the quarterback, and I have an offensive line that is helping me move the ball down the field. I trust my offensive line.
He never played football at Bayside High School. I'm sorry. Yeah. He never.
So are you telling me he's no Patrick Mahomes?
No. And let me tell you something.
He's more like Zach Wilson?
He's so lawyered up now. Half his days he's sitting with lawyers. He's got an investigation, U.S. Attorney's Office, Southern District. U.S. Attorney's Office, Eastern District. Now this sexual assault civil case that has taken on a life of its own.
And he's got a big-time attorney. This guy, Spiro, is the attorney for Steve Bannon, Elon Musk.
Spiro.
This ain't some guy.
Doesn't that sound like a Greek to you, right?
Spiro.
And, I mean, $2,000 an hour. And who's paying for that? Us, the suckers. But I want to reassure Danielle. I have some breaking news for you about Bill O'Reilly's man's adventure trip.
Breaking news, WABC.
You don't understand, Danielle, about Bill O'Reilly. There's two things he's passionate about. A, history.
Right.
History buff. He was a history teacher.
Yes, he
for
was.
Years.
Yeah.
And a Catholic, Catholicism.
Yeah, he loves that.
He's immersed. Yeah. He's on the island of Malta to join the Order of Malta, the Knights of Malta. It's a Catholic lay religious order. They're like 13,500 knights from around the world. He's trying to be one of the 33 Knights of Justice. This goes back to the Vatican when you sort of dismiss Malta. It was the strongest island state that has ever existed in the world with the most powerful army, the most powerful navy. Nobody messed with them. And then you had the Knights of Templar. So he's probably doing deep research for another book. Because remember when I had my Crohn's disease and was recovering, I read two of his great books, Who Killed Lincoln and All About the Roosevelt. I couldn't put the books down. He's so good when it comes to history and Catholicism. So Danielle, trust me. These boys ain't over there to frolic in the hay, man. They're trying to become Knights of Malta, which is not easy to do.
Hold on a second. So you're telling me that when Bill O'Reilly sends me a text at 9:30 a.m. on Sunday morning,
yes,
unprovoked, and says, I'm on my way to the airport for my annual men's adventure, which you're coming to next year, and 17 of my buddies are about to meet me here to go to Malta.
Yes.
You're telling me these 18 guys are sitting there and reading and writing for a full week?
No. They're traveling the whole island. They already paid tribute to Baron Miguel Cicluna. If you remember from the old WWF, he would come into the ring with his purple robe bearing the Maltese cross.
Sure.
The most powerful island state. He was the nemesis of my hero, Bruno Sammartino.
Oh, the great Bruno Sammartino. Did you watch Cody Rhodes win this weekend?
No, absolutely not. I can't do that ever since Vince McMahon Jr. What a freak he turned out to be.
Yeah, but that is Dusty Rhodes' son. But
Baron Miguel Cicluna was actually born on the island of Malta. I'm telling you. And by the way, you were talking about this voyeur that they do in order to interview potential jurors, particularly in this Trump case coming up, prosecuted by Bragg. Let me tell you, the lawyers on both sides love this.
And why is that? Because Joseph Tacopina said to join me in 15 minutes.
Tacopina, Idala, all of them, they love participating in this, including with the ADAs who were prosecuting, because it's a person who gains sexual pleasure from watching others when they are naked or engaged in sexual activity.
What?
That's what the voyeur is.
What?
Yeah, it's funny. And by the way, Sean Puff Daddy Combs is in the news. They're soon going to be arresting him. Remember
Agreed.
When he was in the club, New York, 1999, I think it was.
Was that the week before or after he got caught hitting J-Lo from behind on the terrace of a Park Avenue hotel?
I think that was before.
True story, before.
But anyway, he's in club, New York. He pulls out a gun. He starts shooting up the crowd because some guy from Brooklyn throws money in his face.
Wasn't J-Lo with him that day?
Yes, and they go the wrong way in the Lincoln Navigator. They get stopped, gun in the drop box. You know, he tries to bribe everybody. He hires, at that time, the best criminal defense attorney alive for mobsters, for white-collar criminals, Benjamin Braffman. Jamal Shine Barrow took the rap. He, by the way, is in the parliament in Belize. His father was the prime minister of Belize. So Sean Puff Daddy Combs must have given him a hell of a lot of money. And Benjamin Braffman, who was doing the voyeur at the time, said, "Do you listen to WABC and Curtis Sliwa?" Because I was all over him. And guess what's in the jury pool? Mary Galda, who eventually became Mary Sliwa. And she said, "Well, I happen to know Curtis Sliwa." Dismissed! Not this time, not this place. Benjamin Braffman, even Joe Tacopina would have to admit how great Benjamin, I'm an Orthodox Jew, an observant Jew, Braffman, how good he was in a courtroom. And yes, WABC has been part of this voyeur once before. And ask Tacopina, "Do you get sexually gratified doing all of this as a person who gains sexual pleasure from watching others when they are naked or engaged in sexual activity?" I mean, this is like a climax for defense attorneys and ADAs. Come here, my little pretty.